Okay, finally. I think I can.
What about the engagement of the commission right. in the next phase of the work? So
I think I can handle this in very few minutes, but if I need help, there are lots of helpers here. The first comment I'd make is, and Kelly Ball is going to help me with this, but following up on Jim's comment, there's a website with all of this information, all the reports, everything else on it, which is? So all the information.
Portland.gov/Portland Building.
Thank all you. That information is out there. And we do have a public involvement communication plan that she, Kelly, has worked up once we have approval and we know where we're headed. So I think we can address that. Turning to the commission and the 1%. The 1% was taken out of the community benefits agreement resolution. That's the amount that was there. And so There's a 0.25 and a 0.75, which added to one.
So the one that I have from the exhibit in the resolution was 0.75 and 0.5. And it was of the total project cost, not of the hard construction costs.
Of the total?
Yes.
I guess it depends a little bit on how it's defined, but my information, and I'm looking.
Come on up.
It was 0.75 on the and for continuing construction training, outreach, and recruitment of the total project cost, and then it was 0.5 of the technical assistance fund of 0.5 of the total project cost.
Christy Moody, Procurement Services. I believe the 1% came from the modified CBA in which was implemented on the two Water Bureau projects.
What I was quoting from was from the exhibit on that model CBA.
On the model CBA, and then there was a modified CBA that was implemented on the two Water Bureau projects, and because of the where they were at when the model was passed, and the Water Bureau had not allocated that money because they were in the middle of the procurement process, that piece was negotiated.
And was it of the total project cost or the hard construction cost?
I don't remember that. I can get that to you.
Thank you.
So in any case, with the number I took from the 1% saying, let's not have any disagreement on the number. Let's just accept the number and say we're committed to it. Now, and that was point one. Turning to the commission's comments, I guess I'm surprised because I might have thought that they would be here supporting this. Because Brian's a member of our management team looking at the building as well as chair of the committee. And my discussion with Brian would be the commission may be the body that should allocate the funds because we're looking for a public body, something that exists. Let's not add administrative costs. And maybe that's a way to pay for staffing, which was one of their concerns, because that would be an additional burden. And I think arguably some of that money could be used. So I would think, unless someone really wants to do the original CBA, which water didn't, parks didn't, so on, if we go to the modified, it would seem to me we're generally in agreement on the 1%, and I would have thought the commission would be interested in a role in that.
Well, I was assuming they would have one. I guess one comment I would have on the percentage is that I'm not sure what the right model number is either. There's a big difference between building new reservoirs on Kelly Butte and this project, not just because one's a building and the other's a water project, but because a big portion of the total cost of this project involves moving thousands of city employees out of a building, renting another building, and moving them back. That's an atypical project cost for a public works project. So if 0.75, or sorry, if 1% is reasonable, 1.5% of total construction cost is reasonable on a public works project, just saying, that's what's in the model agreement, then maybe 1% is reasonable in this project, given that, what, $30 million or so
Correct.
Of the cost of this project is the cost of moving people out, putting them in another building, and moving them back. That's not construction cost. It's not architectural design cost. It's just a cost of doing business for the course of this project. Again, I'm not subscribed to 1% as a hard and fast number. I like the idea of what the team has brought forward here, and that is of saying at the outset it's a $195 million project, period, including construction, including design, including moving people in and out, including being responsible with our tenants, all the other goals that we're going to have, and 1% of that construction cost is going to go to workforce training and the other elements right. that are outlined here.
Mayor, another example of that, just to make the point, is that the Water Bureau will be coming to council sometime in the next few months to talk about fortifying the pipes under the Willamette River.
Right, $50 million project plus. Yeah.
Thank you for highlighting that, Mayor. It is heavy on technology, light on workforce project because of the way, because of the technology of putting a bladder within an existing pipe. So there's some equipment and technology. It's not a big public works project, just by definition. So it isn't necessarily well-suited to the CBA model. A reservoir project, which is heavy on men and women doing lots of work over a period of time, it is better suited. That was sort of the original vision. Commissioner Fritz's example of parks, even though it fell below the threshold, she tailored it to make it adapted to a park. The point here is it was always a concept that meant to be adapted. It was a concept, then we are adapting it to meet the realities. And I think in this instance, it's a question of what's the right percentage.
Mayor, may I make a process suggestion given the hour? Really only the first of these three resolutions needs to be voted on today in terms of getting the Bureau moving forward, given that we have a commission who we recently appointed who's asked for more time to discuss the community benefits plan. We could perhaps hold over the second two resolutions to get the questions answered for the second one and to have a little more discussion on the third one.
I'm open to that. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I'd rather have them all. You're right that the first one is the most important one. I thought the equalization, I really don't think there's much debate about. I think when you get it back, you're going to do what Commissioner Fritz suggested, but I understand you need some time. On the 1%, I think the value, at least partially, is to separate it from the project per se, because all the time before, there was something like an 8-month period before signatures could be gathered, and that would cost us another $1 million. I want to just say, here's the pot of money, and I frankly don't care. If you guys wanted to say 1.5%, 0.75%, I just think the principle of saying we're aimed at this, you go out and do the best practices you can, involve people, and come back with a recommendation which we can improve, I'm not sure why that should be objectionable.
I'd be inclined to do that at this point, and then, frankly, let the commission come back to us with a recommendation to modify it if they'd like.
But, Fred, say that again, because you just said something very important that may capture two votes. You don't care where it lands in terms of the percentage, but the most important thing you said is you can deliver this project for under $195 million.
Correct.
I have a couple other questions, Mayor.
Please.
So we've had three small businesses, all of whom are minority-owned, come before us and say, time out, this project is gonna either put us out of business or hurt us financially. One is a gentleman who runs the larger restaurant. Another is the woman who runs the convenience store, and the third is my favorite bento restaurant within walking distance of City Hall. So how are we going to cushion the blow to those three small businesses during this transition?
If I were sitting where you are, I'd probably direct me to come in with a recommendation.
All right, Mayor, can we make a friendly amendment that Fred be directed? These are family-owned businesses that have provided great services to our community, just like the daycare provider, and we've gone to some lengths to cushion the blow. Can we direct Fred to come back with a plan?
I think he has just been directed.
Okay.
I think you should do that, Fred. It doesn't have to be in the resolution, but obviously I have a sense of the council that we want a socially responsible plan for how we operate as a landlord in this situation. Because that's, again, not quite the normal situation for city government, but it is here in this particular block.
And that one gentleman's testimony about the cloud of uncertainty over his business, rendering the value of his business almost zero, that's very compelling. And we are the sole contributor to that cloud. And I think we have an obligation, not a legal obligation, a moral obligation, to see if we can provide a question.
And another reason to move ahead is to get the analysis that would tell us, are we going to leave people in the building, in which case it's a different proposition for the businesses. Yeah. So I would like to move ahead, but I will come back with a suggestion on how to handle the relocation or whatever is handled.
And the other thing, Fred, has to do with the if we are to proceed today, and Mayor, then there's a process for deciding how we craft the equity and opportunity piece of this project, which is important to the council. We have the ECPC, which the council's established, which is made up of distinguished people in our community who care about this issue and have history. We also have other groups in the community that have strong opinions on this subject. And so I would hope that through that process that NAMAC and other groups that have strong opinions and lots of history are welcome to fully participate in developing a plan that would come back to council for review and approval.
That's our intention.
Okay, further questions for Fred? Then let's take a vote, please, on the first of the resolutions, which is 1062.
Novick?
This is obviously a big, fat, important issue, and it's critically important that we address the concerns about the building. We've got employees that are already in an unhealthy atmosphere. It's going to get worse. We've got a building that is not seismically sound. And we've done, that OMF has done extensive analysis of alternatives. And I want to reiterate that regardless of the historic character of the building, the analysis shows that proceeding with renovation is the appropriate course. Obviously, we are not today committing to spend $195 million on anything. This is the first step in the process. I really appreciate the analysis that OMF has done. I think that our employees will really appreciate the fact that we're finally addressing the concerns with this building, and I'm very pleased to vote on it.
Thanks.
I appreciate those comments and the diligence of the staff. Thank you for multiple briefings and the work session. It's been a good way to get to this point. We still have city employees in other buildings in disgraceful conditions, and so that this is only a start. This is a building that the rents can pay for the mortgage, so I'm able to support it. Aye.
On the fly.
Fred, I want to thank you and your team for the way you've managed a very complicated process, and I don't remember a process or an issue that was more complicated in some respects. And I've had a lot of conversations with friends and people I meet about this, and it's a hard thing to explain. We're talking about a lot of money. And I think instinctively people say, well, you know, if you've got a building with these problems, then ditch it, level it, do something else. And I appreciate the comments of my two colleagues. You have walked us through all the options. And I'm persuaded this is the most responsible approach because it's the least cost. It meets a set of values we've clearly identified, things like proximity and accessibility. And frankly, it allows us to start thinking about how we configure our workforce. And as you know, I'm very keen on having BES all together. I think I've had some concerns about the Bureau being dispersed, and I want them all under the same roof with their leader. So this has been an incredibly complicated and difficult process, but I think you've been the captain of the ship leading us through turbulent waters. You've done a great job. And I also want to say that ultimately, since I'm not a developer and I don't play a developer on TV, it is our part of our job is to put good people in place and ask them to give us their best advice. We have a chief administrative officer, a CFO that I fought for, an independent panel of experts who do development, and some peers from other levels of government saying this is the right approach. Well, with some humility, I'm going to accept those recommendations because they're coming from people who know a heck of a lot more about this than I do. And I also appreciate that in taking this action today, we're not resolving all the questions, but we are resolving one question that's important to all of us up here, which is this project will not exceed $195 million. And that's the last conversation we'll have about that issue. So thank you, everyone, for your quality of your work and your professionalism. And I'm going to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I think that I truly hope this is the last conversation we have about the $195 million. I'm not necessarily persuaded this will be the last conversation, but I'm very hopeful. And I'm so hopeful because I really appreciate the good work that OMF staff and everybody's put in, but also particularly the stellar advisory committee that you've assembled, people who really speak from experience. Because, you know, my original instinct when I heard it was $95 million was, you know, let's demolish the thing and build something ourselves, build something nice and shiny and more sustainable, more energy efficient, and more seismic resistant. I realize, though, that there are a lot of, you know, political, logistical issues that are probably insurmountable to do that. And so I am prepared to support this recommendation that has been brought forward to us with a lot of thought about how to make this work. I still await the answer about whether we move people or not, or we stage them or not. But, you know, my tendency is to think we probably need to move everybody. But nevertheless, this is a well-thought-out process, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Hales.
Fred, thank you. Ken, the rest of the team, thank you. When I asked Fred and Ken to, like me, return to public service for something of a victory lap, to come back into these difficult issues, it was in part because I knew that Fred could help guide us through this kind of very complex, very high-stakes question for the city of Portland. So thank you. Well done. And more great work ahead. This is a day that we wish we didn't have to be here for. We wish that the Portland building had been built so well the first time and that corners weren't cut and that it hadn't leaked and all those other woulda, coulda, shouldas. I wish that we didn't have to do this, but we do. And then the question is this the most responsible thing to do under difficult circumstances? And I think you have, I've had some of the same reactions and skepticisms that my colleagues have had. I think all of us in a situation like this say there's got to be a cheaper alternative than that. But it appears that that's not the case, that building a new building would be more expensive than repairing this one, even as odious as the bill for that repair might be for all of us. We've figured out a responsible way to pay for this with what the bureaus pay in rent over time and with a mortgage that we carry for a long time in order to do the right thing. So, again, this is a difficult conclusion to get to, but you've gotten us there in the right way. So I also believe that you have put us in a position to say to you, you have $195 million. Repair this building. Get it done right. Make us proud. And no more discussion about whether it's 196 or 197 or 198. And we should take this opportunity to empower this effective public servant with that budget and say, that's it. We've done this before in other public works in this community, particularly transit projects. So it can be done, but you've put us in a position to exercise the kind of discipline that the public would hope for from their city council. And thank you very much for doing that. Aye. Let's take up the next one, please.
1063, Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is on the rents equalization. One of my core principles has always been who pays, who benefits, and is that fair? And under the resolution as currently structured without the amendment, the beneficiaries are those who will be in the Portland building after it's fixed. And the people, the bureaus that lose are the ones who are currently paying higher rents in the 1900 building. To be very clear, I am not the commissioner in charge of any of those bureaus. My bureaus will benefit from the resolution as structured. And I can't support it because I don't think that's fair. If we believe in the principle, we should be implementing it as soon as possible. And it's, unfortunately, I can't support it as written. No.
Fish.
Just to be clear, when we get an analysis of Commissioner Fritz's amendment, and I understand it, I'm likely to support it, but I don't think it makes this particular resolution fatally flawed, so I will support it. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales.
I agree with Commissioner Fish's comments. Aye. And let's take up the third, please.
1064, Novick.
I think it's a reasonable proposal, but I was concerned by the opposition of the members of the Equitable Contracting and Purchasing Committee. So it's out of respect to them and the other committee members who testified that with the assumption that we can reach a reasonable resolution on this issue for today, I'll vote no.
Ritz.
Yes, I agree. I don't have the confidence that 1% is the right number, especially of construction costs rather than total costs. I'd like to see a revised resolution, which is why I suggested pulling it back, to include mention of the Commission and the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and to be more inclusive in setting up the resolution so that our community partners understand that we are indeed committed to doing the right thing. I know you are, but part of the process is having a community benefits agreement rather than something that's handed down. And we were very careful when we did the community benefits plan for parks to engage the community in figuring out what that looked like. No.
Fish?
Well, I'm proud to serve on a council that really believes in this concept of opportunity and equity. And as with many noble aspirations, these are very complex matters, and the devil truly is in the details, and I know that more than anyone else up here because of the fact that the Water Bureau has hosted the two biggest CBA projects and has a track record of pushing the envelope on equity and opportunity. So to me, that's not the question before us. The question is this the right framework for moving forward, recognizing that all the hard work follows? And provided... Fred, you follow through on the commitment you've made to the council to bring the commission together to review this, provided we have a subsequent work session on CBAs generally and how we're doing, because that report is going to be critical to deciding how we move forward with that plan, and provided this comes back to council for our ultimate deliberation, which I think we've committed to on all three scores, I'm comfortable supporting this approach because I do think it's a package. And frankly, while I take this concern about accountability very seriously, there's nothing more accountable than putting a number or a percentage in a legal document and saying we're operating off of that. And if at the end of the day, smarter people than us conclude that that's the wrong figure, then you will come back to us and report that because we want to get it right. But I think this is a suite of actions, and I think in respect all the work that's been done, they should be adopted as a suite. So I will vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate the concerns brought forward by the Equitable Contracting Commission members and other public testimony today. But I am persuaded that we can tweak all those details with their help and figure out what the right projects or activities are. But I'm otherwise very comfortable with this determination of 1% community benefit. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I brought forward the resolution to create the Equitable Contracting and Purchasing Commission, and I believe in it very much. And thanks to the discussion that we've had here today, both with members of the commission raising issues and with our chief administrative officer making commitments to follow through on their concerns, I am going to support this, and here's why. We've said this is a $195 million project. We've said 1% is going to go to these specified purposes. And we've said we're willing to change that 1% based on what we hear further from the commission and from our administrators. But the top line number doesn't change. It's still a $195 million project. So the question is, how much are we going to devote to these purposes as opposed to other hard construction costs that go into the reconstruction of the building? And since we all have that understanding, I think it is better for us to start with a percentage than to start with a question mark or any confusion that this would just start adding to the cost of the project. That would be a shame if we did that. So with those understandings that we will return to this issue and we'll hear more about what the percentage should be and how it should work, I'll support the resolution. Aye.
Mayor, could we take a two-minute
break? We're going to take a two-minute compassion break and come back at half past the hour.
2 minutes.
8 minutes.
Inevitably.